also love from Sister Amy, the Japanese sister from Vancouver class. She had to go home to Japan because her father's condition wasn't too good. It's love from Brother Mike and Sister Stella Gowerlook from Winnipeg Ecclesia. Love from Sister Paula Saraman. This is that sister from Belgium who visited us, and she actually wanted to come this year, but yeah, unfortunately he's not feeling too well, but he was so glad to see all of you, and I know that we're glad to see him as well. And there. Thank you for love from Sister Gumiela from Poland. Many of you might know her through her husband, Brother Gumiela, who visited the States and Canada about 10 years ago or so, or more than that. Anyway, now is time when we will turn meeting over to you, but we ask Brother Don Canel to lead our testimony meeting. There will be Mike around, and that fellow who cares that Mike is not myself, it's my brother. So just let him to hold mic for you, because the way he positioned the mic, he will avoid that sound from the mic. Okay, and now we turn the meeting over to Brother Don.
We're going to begin the testimony meeting. We'll be favored by some hymn singing by Brother Tim Krupa, Sister Don Krupa, and Sister Ginger Brand. We'll begin in that fashion. They inform me there'll be no Tim, so take it from there.
Thank you.
can only say that that's a very beautiful way to begin a testimony meeting. I can't think of anything better. It's customary, of course, to read the day's text to begin a testimony meeting. May the 19th. Our text is from Romans, the 15th chapter, the first verse. We that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Principles may never be abandoned for any consideration, but liberties and personal rights may be ignored in the interests of others frequently and to divine pleasing. The Apostle Paul was ready to go to any length in defense of principle, according to Galatians chapter 2, verses 5 and 11. But in the sacrifice of his earthly rights and privileges and liberties, for the sake of Christ and the church, the Apostle evidently came next to our Lord Jesus and is a noble example to all the church. We that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. We think a very lovely text. We'd like to not insist that you speak of that text only, but it's something to think about. And perhaps you have a favorite text or a favorite hymn, whatever, that you'd like to bring into your testimony. But as the brother announced in opening, that this is your meeting, and so we're very pleased to hear your testimonies. May the Lord bless each one who will testify.
Dear Brother John.
Sister Allison Blackwell.
Dear Brother Don and dear friends, I am truly thankful for having been privileged to attend this convention. The text you read was beautiful. I enjoyed it last week too. But it seems like all the admonition talks last night and this morning, definitely the brothers must have known my weaknesses and failings, because they were directed right at me. And I am thankful to the Lord for that. I was most impressed by Charlie's address of welcome yesterday. He gave a little nostalgia of the beginning of our Vancouver Ecclesia, which was in Byron's grandfather's home on Salisbury Drive, Brother and Sister John Keith. They were two of my favorite old people. Like I'm old now, I was just a youngster, and we were all young people in the Vancouver class as unmarried, and we all paired up and got married and were very happy in the Lord, and I'm sure they that still have their spouses are still happy. Charlie and I met in 1920 at the evening meetings at Brother and Sister Hallman's home on Chester and 47th. Under the table, we would play, the meetings would go on in the front room, and we were 5 and 3 years old, and we played Resurrection almost 3 times a week and Millennial Kingdom. And then Brother Sam Withers was there. He drove us home. He always had a brand new touring car from 20, as far back as I remember, till 29 at least. And he'd take us down that Fraser Hill with not using his brakes, just to tease my mother. And he'd be singing his loving kindness all the way down. Number 19, it's still my favorite. Dear friends, please pray for me that I might serve the Lord and continue to do his guiding will in my life. I surely am thankful for my blessings. I have been showered from heaven more than or as much as any one possible little one of God. And thank you all for your prayers through the years. That's all. Thank you very much.
Yes, well, thank you, Sister Allison, for that testimony, for taking us back over the years and helping us to realize that the truth was as precious then as it is now. May the Lord continue to bless you.
Dear brethren, my name is Ash Yalin, originally from British Guiana, South America, and I was privileged by God's guidance and providence to join the Bible class here in 1956. This yesterday, just 1 year exactly from the day when I entered into the St. Paul Hospital here in Vancouver, and a doctor gave me an injection in the wrong spot, and I was completely paralyzed for several days, because 2 or 3 weeks, I understand. And so I have to thank my Heavenly Father to being here today, very strong again as I ever was able to be. And I thank the Lord for this privilege of being here today. And I ask your prayers for me. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Brother Archie, again for filling us in, and time's passed. The Lord bless you. Brother Carl.
Since the microphone is right by me, I'll take advantage of it. When I introduced my talk last night, I brought love and greetings from Chicago. But I left off a large measure of love that I wanted to bring in the testimony meeting, because I wanted to share some of the blessings associated with it. The last 2 weeks, we had the privilege of being with some of our brethren in Europe, and they knew we were coming here to the convention, and so they sent their greetings as well. There are three particulars. You have love and greetings, by the way, from the brethren in Poland, a Czarnoff meeting, and the brethren in Germany, the Stauder family, and Brother Nicholas Chartres from England. But those are not the ones I'm going to mention in the particular experiences. First, we stopped at the location in France where the next international convention is planned for. And just want to drop a small plug that it was a very beautiful place, and the arrangements appear to be progressing very well, and we hope that many of the brethren can come and have the blessings we've had in past years. But then our first stops were in Finland, where at the international convention last year, there were two brethren, and they come from a small, very small movement of brethren in Finland, where basically there has been no encouragement to give a witness. The time is too late. Those of you who, like myself, are raised in the old Stand Fast movement can appreciate the basic surroundings are very similar to that. But the Nordmans, who were at the International, they met us at Helsinki with the rest of the family, and there's 5 consecrated members in the family. And since in the last 6 months, they have started translating Brother Russell's articles into Finnish, publishing a quarterly periodical with Brother Russell's articles, advertising, and now have a list of 70 actively interested ones in just a short time. And are just a real ball of fire. Their spirit, their comprehension of truth, even though the numbers are very small, was just beautiful to behold. And they sent their greetings. Interestingly enough, on the way back from Finland to the mainland of Europe, we had about a 9-hour layover in Stockholm, Sweden. And I'd had a contact with a brother there. I've tried to make telephone calls to for years and never found him in. And I called this time, and I called him just as he was leaving the house, Brother Anders Carlén. And he met with us and spent the day with us and mentioned they have a class of 15 there. And we had very delightful fellowship. And it was so interesting at this convention in Vancouver, meeting Brother Lars from White Rock, who was a very close personal friend of Brother Anders. So that was a double connection that especially appreciated and enjoyed now the tie-in between Vancouver area and Stockholm area. And our last visit was in Romania. And there, the brethren in Cluj and the small class at a little village called, can't remember the name of it now, something Paceni. anyway, they sent their greetings. The little village is probably no more than 300 homes. And they got a class of 40. There was about 85 out at the meeting. And in Cluj, we were there last year in August, and there was about 60 in the class, and they were organizing. Due to the help of the brethren from France, they purchased a meeting hall, and we're very thrilled. But now that the Ceausescu regime is over, so many who during the persecution had sort of gone into hiding are coming out from hiding, and the hall is too small. And already their class is over 100, and it's not the largest class in Romania. But the questions, the discussions there were very good. We found the brethren there are even more enthusiastic than the first time we were there. There has been a great influx of brethren from other countries to them. Particularly appealing to us was the fact that over the years, the brethren throughout the world have so often rallied to help the Polish brethren. Now the Polish brethren sent a carload, a vanload of food and clothing to help the Romanian brethren. It was their turn to be the helper instead of the helped. And that was a great joy and a great blessing to see. Sister Betty Precoop from Romania will be arriving in the United States Friday. She'll be up in this area in June in the Northwest. And for any of you who get a chance to visit with her, I know you're going to receive a tremendous blessing, because it's been very much a blessing to us who have been able to meet her on their soil. So we send you that love of greetings as well from overseas.
Yes, thank you, Brother Carl. We can't help but think of the hymn, "Blessed be the tie that binds." We certainly appreciate having the more distant brethren brought to our attention and realizing that we all do come together under one spirit. The Lord bless you, Brother Carl. Sister Millie. Right down in the front row.
I want to speak for Sister Ruth Rabitsa. She's enjoyed the convention so much. And no, she says if it's convenient, she would like hymn 282 sometime.
Hymn number 282.
I don't know. I know.
Thank you, Sister Millie.
Brother
Mr. Gene?
John and dear brethren, I'm Sister Jean Kirkham from Seattle. I'm very happy to be at this convention. I have a large load of love to bring, so I'll start with that. Sister Betty Bradbury called, and she wanted her love given, and Sister Madge Parasol. And Norman and Rachel Rice called. They were not physically able to come. They would have loved to have come. They sent their love. They're from Portland. And Richard and Evelyn Stewart, they meet with the Bellingham class. They live in the Seattle area. They sent their special love. And from our ecclesia, those that couldn't come, they all sent their love, Don and Gloria Newsel. And, of course, all of our sons, David, Robert, and Peter, and their families, and Brother Van Osten and others, and Tom Cannell and others, they couldn't come. They all sent their love Wednesday evening, particularly, to this convention. So, brethren, I count it a privilege to bring that large load of love to all of you. And it is a tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, and we're thankful to see so many of your faces here. I haven't had the privilege of fellowshipping with each of you individually, but my heart and love go out to you, and I hope you will take that for the deed. And for those I have had the privilege of fellowshipping with, I'm grateful for those times and sessions. It's like sitting at the feet of the Lord to be with His people and to fellowship with them. I have appreciated all the sessions and the lessons that have been given. I've taken notes, and I hope to refresh my mind as I go home and look up the various scriptures and reprint articles and so forth, so I can strengthen my faith in this evil day. And I'd like to share a short poem with you. If we had but a day. This poem was brought to my attention because of the death of Sister Judy Brantner so quickly. And sometimes you think back and you think, if I'd just done this or said this or written this. And so this poem was brought to my attention. If we should fill the hours with the sweetest things, if we had but a day, we should drink alone at the purest springs on our upward way. We should love with a lifetime's love in an hour, if the hours were few. We should sleep not for dreams, but for fresher power to be and to do. We should hold our wearied or wayward wills to the clearest light. We should keep our eyes on the heavenly hills if they lay in sight. We should hush our murmurs of discontent at a life's defeat. We should take whatever a good God sent with a rest complete. We should waste no moment in weak regret if the days were but one. If what we remember and what we forget went out with the sun. We should be from our clamorous selves set free to work and to pray, to be what the Father would have us be if we had but a day. And it's been expressed from the platform that We want to live every day as if it were our last, and this is the expression that comes from my heart. And I love you all, and do ask an interest in your prayers, and be assured of my love and prayers for you.
Yes, thank you, Sister Jean, for praising the Lord in our presence, and make us realize that we should strive to make these conventions a lasting impression upon our minds. May the Lord continue to bless you. Brother Albert.
Brother Don and dear friends, Brother Albert Swap from the Langley Ecclesia. And I would just like to raise my voice in thanksgiving to the Heavenly Father for the bountiful provisions He has manifested our way. And we'd just like to share a little experience that we in the Langley class are presently enjoying. Once a month we have our fourth Sunday gathering, and we get together and bundle up tracts and send out whatever number we can do, possibly 1,000. And a month ago, well, it was actually about a month and a half, I guess, we did our fourth Sunday witness work, and lo and behold, we get a return letter. And the letter states that he has the Swedish volumes, and that he would like to get a set of the English ones. And also, he didn't realize there were any truth people around, and he would like to know if there's any brethren around. Well, that letter was brought from the box to our Sunday meeting. Needless to say, it made us very excited, and he gave a phone number and times when we could call him. Brother John and myself subsequently followed up on the call, and we arranged to go visit this person. Well, we went one morning, I believe it was about 9 or 10 o'clock, and found this individual extremely knowledgeable. And he basically had a soundness that encouraged both Brother John and myself very much. He had been meeting with some of the Jehovah's Witnesses locally, but he said that when they get together to study, that they spend more time arguing instead of studying. And the points that he brought up that they were arguing, why he had the correct thought on them. So that gave us more encouragement. He mentioned, this was during the day, he mentioned that his wife worked locally, and so I think Brother John asked, where does she work? Well, she worked for a local accounting firm. Okay, well, what was the name of the local accounting firm? She gave the name, Kirstik Needing Advance, and I said, oh, that's where we deal. And I said, what is your wife's name? And he said, Jennifer. I said, Jennifer? Well, this was the lady that has worked hand-in-hand with Norma for the last 3 years on our particular company's books. So that that kind of, what would you say, just gelled it a little bit more. And I remember that afternoon, Norma going up to the accountants. No, actually, what he said, he's going to see Jennifer at 12 o'clock. And he was going to give my business card to Jennifer and said, I got the 6 volumes and give this card. So I guess that brought a few surprises and a few laughs. And Norma went up that afternoon, and they met in the hallway and had a grand discussion together. They were here, I guess, last night, and this morning they had to leave just before this meeting. They were out at our study last week. Just an enormous shot in the arm to us all. And we picked out a topical study during lunch hour. They were quite impressed with the discourse that Brother Carl gave this morning on the pyramid. And again, he said, you know, the last place he studied, they just didn't give any importance to that. pyramid. So they want, they suggested a topic of the pyramid study for next weekend. So we're just enjoying that little bit of a encouragement. And, you know, sometimes we are the ones that need the courage, or the encouragement, I should say, and the Lord does know how to provide that at different times. I appreciated Brother Brent's discourse this morning. Brother Brent spoke from the heart. You could tell that it was coming from the heart. And as he was speaking, it is very hard, I feel, at this particular time. There seems to be different experiences going about. And the ones that are in the workaday world are faced with different experiences than they were even 10 years ago. And there's special trials that are put forth, and different ones that have to go through. A thought came to my mind, though, as he was speaking, and had a chance to talk with him later. He talked about the comfort zone. And this is the human nature, to have the comfort zone. But I did hear a comment once that really helped me, and that was this: a person that lives in a comfort zone is a lazy person. And we don't want to be a lazy person spiritually. And we want to address the experiences that the Lord gives us. Those are not in the comfort zone. Those are definite trials and definite experiences that at the time are not enjoyable. But the Lord knows what we have need of, and He gives them for us to develop. I do ask an interest in your prayers, dear brethren, and that I may continue faithful and also remember you in mind.
Thank you, Brother Albert, for sharing that special experience with us. We can't help but think of the text: if one member suffer, we all sympathize. If one is especially blessed, we all are especially blessed also. We do appreciate hearing from you along that line. We often use the expression that it's a small world, and it sure seems that way in the experience that you had. The Lord continue to bless you. Sister Ginger Brand, right here.
I'm Sister Ginger Brand from Seattle Ecclesia, and I'm very thankful to be here for this weekend of blessed hearing the Word of God, and also the fellowship of the brethren. I really needed it. I needed to be filled up again, and it's always a blessing to be here in Vancouver. I must say it's a little strange to be here without Sister Berna Bolton and Brother Frank Rushton, and also seeing Brother Wilf was a reminder, and others too. It's hard to see the brethren leave us, but we're happy for them. I bring a special load of love from my parents, David and Shirley Bruce. They are, I believe, in Bad Hersfeld right now in Germany with the brethren there, and they truly wanted to be here with you all, but you can't be in two places at once. And they wanted me to especially pass on to you that they had a very special fellowship with Sister Paula, from formerly of Belgium, at Storrington in England. And they had extended fellowship with her, and it was a great blessing to them. And she's evidently enjoying the brethren there very much, and they're enjoying her. So far for me, one of the highlights is been Brother Frank Boychuk's talk on Friday and Saturday evening on signs. And it seems we're currently studying the fourth volume on Thursday nights, and it seems so much that we're really living almost by sight instead of by faith. And the troubles and the earthquakes, literal and symbolical, that are going on in the world right now are very humbling. At the same time, hopefully they spurred me on a little bit. And it reminded me of a program I saw in 60 Minutes not too long ago. Maybe some saw it, but it was extremely sad. it was of small children that 9 and 10 years old that are being used in guerrilla warfare. And it showed film of them being trained to kill, this little 10-year-old children. And but it wasn't just in Iran and Iraq and other places that are out there, but it also showed gangs in Los Angeles with a young boy with a machine gun, 9 years old, and just thinking it was fun. He could hardly wait to get out on the streets and kill someone because it was just like Nintendo. And I just thought this, and these children's faces were old, and it just made me cry. I know I was telling Tim and Don about it when they were at our house, and Tim said he finally had to turn the station. And I felt the same way. And how the program ended is they were interviewing a little boy from Cambodia who had been trained in guerrilla warfare. And they asked him at the end of the program, what would you like to be when you grow up? And he said he'd like to be a little kid. And I just thought how much we need the kingdom. And I know we hear this a lot, but it's becoming more and more a reality in my own life. And what I see around us just makes us ache for the kingdom. And yet I know I need a lot of work yet, and I'm thankful for this, that the Lord is still working with me and that this door is still open. So I pray for all of you. I love you all very much. And I'm thankful for your fellowship and for your support in my life. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sister Ginger. I think this enhances the fact that we have something very much of a treasure, the truth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. Sister Margaret, were you going to testify? I saw you raise your hand. I'm sorry if I put you on the spot. I didn't mean to.
I really wasn't going to, but I don't like to miss an opportunity to praise the Lord. This has been a really good convention for me for many ways. The fellowship, being able to have the discourses, many points have been... I found exceptionally good and helpful in my experiences. Gotten to know some brethren in this area more, which has been a rich blessing. I would like to think I had something more specific to say, but you did catch me off guard. I really hadn't planned. But I'm thankful to the Lord for his many directions in our lives, for his keeping power and the fellowship of kindred minds. Trying to encourage someone else to keep fellowship with the brethren. It's so important, I feel, and so for that I'm thankful, and sorry I don't have a little more to say.
Well, thank you for your testimony. It's very much appreciated. Lord bless you. Mr. Hannum.
I'm Sister Lydia Hannum from Seattle. I'm so thankful I'm here, but through the kindness of my daughter Jane and Brother John. I appreciate the fellowship. I've already appreciated so many of the talks that I did hear, and they've really been an uplift to me. And when I think the blessings I have at the present time, there are so many that I'd be hard to think of how many there are. And I also was thinking, as one sister was speaking about the years and the truth, I've come back quite a few years, and I've had the privilege of meeting Brother Russell and had his blessing, and I'll she'll never forget it as long as I live. And I appreciate that, not for the man, but the privilege I have of realizing it was our Lord's choice in a messenger. And I want to appreciate this and appreciate the truth more that he had the privilege of giving us and that I can understand. I ask in instant prayers that I may prove faithful. I also bring the love of Sister Hannah Parsons and Sister Norma, what's her name now? I forget her name now. It's all right. It's somebody else. I'll probably think of it later and I'll give it to them. Rudy Warner, that's it. So I ask you to do your prayers.
Yes, thank you, Sister Hannum, for your testimony and the love of the brethren. We always appreciate that. And again, taking us back in time as to when the truth was as blessed then as it is now. The Lord bless you. I have a sister over here. It might be good if you mentioned your name. Some I forget their names, and all would like to know.
Also, can I remain seated? Is it all right if I remain
seated?
Well, my name is Barbara Zufelt. I'm from the Vancouver Ecclesia. And it's always a blessing to see all the brethren gathered together, especially from the United States of America, as my niece says. I bring the blessing or the love of my mother. I was going to give it to the platform, but so many of the friends ask about her that I'd like to bring up her name. She'd like to be here, but she's sort of just standing at the mark, and she says she's not able. One of her favorite hymns is 296, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy, like the wideness of the sea. I thought I'd mention that. Also, hymn 105, If You Have Time. It doesn't matter, but the words are nice also. I ask an interest in your prayers. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Sister Barbara Haddo, is that your mother's name? Yes. Sister Barbara Haddo is who is being referred to, in case anyone wanted to know. But thank you for your testimony. We trust the Lord will continue to bless you.
Brother John, I'm another Barbara. I'm Sister Barbara Wilmot from Vancouver. And first of all, I want to give the love of dear Sister Gwen Haller. I think you all know that she's in the hospital. And she was very much wanted me to give her love today. She loves you all very much, and she asks your prayers on her behalf. And I ask you to pray for me, too, because I want to be faithful in my consecration to the Lord. I know He's leading and guiding me, and I do appreciate that so much. And I ask that you will remember me as I remember each one of you. It's so good to see you all. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony and bringing in the thoughts from these others. According to thy faith be it unto thee. May you be found faithful.
Odjeżdżając z Polski, bracia i siostry z Białegostoku, zbór Pana cały pozdrawia wszystkich braci i sióstr, również tej konwencji, bo powiedzieli mi, że gdziekolwiek będę, między jakimi braćmi, to żeby przekazać pozdrowienie. Jak również zbór Pana w Ciemnoszyjach przysyła też serdecznie chrześcijańskie pozdrowienie, jak również brat Organek Franciszek też przysyła wszystkim braciom i siostrom pozdrowienie, życząc błogosławieństwa Bożego, obfitych łask Bożych.
I'm sending you love and greetings from my home class in Białystok and from class in Czarnoszyje, and also personal love from Brother Organek. They all send you best wishes and in their way.
If you will thank the brother, we will appreciate that. I'm sure that he understands I'm thanking him. And we again say it's a small world, and we appreciate hearing from these brethren. The Lord bless you.
Brother John Blackwell, Brother from Langley. Just a couple of other footnotes on this Swedish brother, Lars Sandberg. When we got the letter, he basically said he had the Swedish volumes, and were there any other English-speaking Bible student groups in North America? And he was just amazed that there were so many brethren. And he also made a point about he'd been in contact, I guess, with the Chicago Bible students, which was interesting. And when we got to talking, the place that he picked up the track was at his mother's house. And we asked whereabouts that was, and he said on Southmere Crescent. And it was the same address as with where Sister Nora Britton lives. And it was just, she lives in, I think, Suite 110, and his mother lived in Suite 102. And that was just very interesting. As it turns out, Nora knows her and has seen their daughter. But in discussion with him, what I appreciated so much was here he had the Swedish six volumes. He said, you know, there was a seventh, but there were some errors in that, and it didn't look like it was written by the pastor. And also, he'd had many discussions and arguments with the Jehovah Witnesses when studying on Israel's place in God's plan. And he kept referring to the scripture about when the word of the Lord would come out from Jerusalem, that they kept saying that that was the organization, the watchtower, and so on. And he thought it referred to the actual nation of Israel, along with the other many scriptures in the Bible. Also, his thoughts on chronology were very clear. And Brother Albert and I were just sitting there in amazement as he kept telling us about some of the things that he disagreed with the Jehovah Witnesses on, and he saw them exactly like we do. So I guess what impressed me in my mind was the fact that here the Lord had one out there studying by himself, and he said he studied his Swedish volumes regularly. And he had the truth so clear. And it makes you wonder how many others are out there in a similar condition, and how we should be more active in trying to reach them. And I think that was probably the lesson that really hit home. Sorry, you had something? Yeah, Brother Albert? I missed something, but... And then also with... he kept referring to in the discussion that he corresponded with this brother in Sweden whose father had been in Pastor Russell's day and had been involved in the Bible student movement, and how he corresponded with him and he really liked the pyramid and this type of thing. And then to walk in last night and explain to Carl some of our discussions that we'd had with him, and Carl says, well, you know, I think I met him in Stockholm 2 weeks ago and had some nice discussion, and he mentioned this name, and when we mentioned it to Lars, when Lars walked in, Lars' eyes just lit right up. It was his friend. So that was very providential as well. So, brethren, I ask an interest in your prayers as I pray for you.
Yes, thank you, Brother John, for that addition to Brother Albert's testimony. It makes us realize that a person who is in isolation, more or less, through no fault of their own, the Lord can especially bless. That's something to realize and appreciate. And also, there's still opportunity to witness to the truth. The Lord bless you, Brother John.
I'm Shirley Evans from Portland.
Mr. Shirley.
It's recently in Portland, and I still have to stop and hesitate as I say that. We're thoroughly enjoying ourselves there, and particularly being of some help to my mother, Hannah Linger, who sends her love. She no longer remembers you by name, but she does remember faces, and she asks that her special love be sent to you. And our family keeps in touch, and I spoke with Jackie and Ed Lamell, and Jean and Boone Moore. They both wanted their love sent. And also Rick and Else Evans and knew we were going to be here. And Comey and Angela Ajayi, originally of Nigeria. They're in Fresno now. And especially remember the Nigerian brethren in your prayers. The economy is very poor. Unemployment is rampant. They have a very good support system as far as families are concerned. When people or family members lose their job in the cities, they go back to the country. But now the country is, there's so many people going back there that is no longer supporting the mouths to feed, and many are going hungry, including our brethren. I've enjoyed this convention. Richard and I were in Vancouver quite a few years ago and attended the regular meeting, but we weren't privileged to attend the convention, so this was special. And I have to admit, I've been thoroughly enjoying hearing the translations in the back, the prayer in Polish, the testimony in Polish. It makes us not only realize the confusion of the languages, but that we are all one, that language is no barrier, nationality is no barrier. We are all one in Christ. Our goal, our aim are the same. The convention has been a blessing. The talks, and I'd like to mention a few highlights on the signs. It's not just the Bible students who are noticing the signs, but the world of mankind also notices it, and their hearts are failing them for fear. They don't have the answers. And all they know is, despite their best efforts, things are just getting worse and worse. They repair one thing, and then 10 more things go wrong. We know why. And in Carl's talk, I especially appreciate our Brother's Keeper. I particularly appreciate the text in Proverbs 27:6, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend." And I couldn't help but glance up a few verses in my Bible and compare it to a flattering mouth worketh ruin. And then you go down, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend." What a contrast. On Tim's talk, whenever we talk about transforming ourselves, of course, the caterpillar turning into a butterfly is always mentioned. And there again, I couldn't help but think, we're talking about kind of an ugly-looking worm that crawls. Doesn't go very fast, and he isn't very nice to look on. He can't really do very much. But he turns into something very colorful, who has wings, and he can go to fly to heaven. He can go anywhere he wants quickly. And that change just doesn't happen. That caterpillar has to work very, very hard at it. He can't give up, and no one can do it for him. On Brent Hislop's talk, I appreciated his phrase, "If we do not acknowledge God, he will not direct our paths." It's just that simple. And so many times we're in a hurry. I mean, I'm talking about myself in a hurry, and I got to do something fast. And I don't pray about it. And then I wonder why things don't go well. It's because I didn't take the time to pray. I really never should put myself into such a position. I'm so rushed that I can't pray first. And when I read the one-year Bible for the first time, and it took me 2 years, I appreciated King David always petitioning God. He didn't in one instance and made a terrible mistake, but throughout his life, he always looked to God, and that's why God called him a man after his own heart. And in Jerry's talk, I enjoyed the journey. I found it very tempestuous. I found it very exciting, even though I've heard not particularly his talk before, but I've certainly read it in the Bible before. But it was still very exciting. And we don't think of ourselves as being on a journey. We don't think of ourselves as having the excitement of the apostles. But you know, God is dealing with us, and we're on a journey. We might not be on a ship that's falling. Well, we are on a ship that's falling apart, all the governments. and there we are, the light of the world, the salt of the earth. I've enjoyed the testimonies. I've enjoyed the fellowship very much. I enjoy the sacrifice of the brethren, some individually, some collectively. And I also want to thank Sister Ginger and Sister Dawn for that beautiful duet. Walking in the garden with Jesus is very precious, any time of the day. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, especially bringing the love of your family. I'm sure many here know these members of your family. We appreciate hearing that. and a recap of what you've heard. Some of us weren't here yesterday, so we appreciate that very much. The Lord bless you. Brother Ray.
Brother Don and my dear brethren, I'm Ray Krupa from the Portland Ecclesia, and Vernie and I now live at the retirement center, and we thank the Lord for that privilege. There are like 27 of us there now, I think, and it almost makes you feel as though you're at a convention every day, because you see someone walking down, going to one unit or another, or we see them at lunchtime, and it's quite thrilling to be together with the Lord's people almost every day when we're in town. The convention has been a great blessing to me. It's been quite a few years since I've been here. And I almost, as I look at quite a few of you, you were just teenagers not so long ago, and you're married, and some of you have children and all of that, so somehow I lost a generation there somewhere. But one of the great highlights of being here this weekend has been to see Wilf McNee and Charlie Chambers. We worked together for quite a while, mostly by mail, in the 60s and early 60s, late 50s, and it was quite thrilling to see the work in this part of the world expanding. And to see them today has been a great uplift to me. It's, of course, things have changed as far as our physical conditions are concerned, but nevertheless, I know that we together are striving to continue faithful to the Lord until He shall say it is enough. I've also been delighted to, I should say we, Vernie and I, and I'm sure Tim and Dawn, been delighted that we've had the privilege of seeing Sister Hutzik again. We've known her for quite a while, and her daughters, and it's nice to see that they continue firm and steadfast in the truth. And there's so many of you that have just given me a great lift to just be able to see you. And I wish I could think of more to say and thank the Lord more for all that He's done for me, not only this weekend, but all the years of my life. I've said often that I consider myself to be the most fortunate brother in the truth movement. And I still feel the same way. And I thank you very much for your fellowship and for the lessons that I've learned this weekend, which I will treasure for a long time. And I would appreciate an interest in your prayers.
Thank you.
I want to say that love and greetings from many of the brethren at the retirement center. They want to be especially remembered to you, and the brethren from the Portland Ecclesia.
Yes. Thank you, Brother Ray, for that testimony, and I think I can speak on behalf of everyone here that we appreciate your fellowship as you've indicated you appreciate ours. May the Lord continue to bless you. That would have to be the final testimony, and we have to keep in mind that the sister down here called for hymn number 282. I'll just remind the chairman of that.
Thank you, Brother Don. Before we close this part of our meeting, there is one motion and one message. The motion is from Brother Louis that, as we heard so many love from different parts of Canada, United States, and overseas from so many dear brethren, that perhaps the convention, Vancouver Convention, would like to send love to all these friends who send love to us, if this is the wish. Okay, so everyone is entitled to take love with him or her. And also, there is an invitation from Langley Ecclesia to Vancouver Ecclesia for next Sunday. There will be a study meeting in the Albert home, I believe. Is that correct? Or Langley doesn't know anything about that. Oh, it's not as... Okay, thank you. Anyway, there is a motion from Brother Charlie that will waive our Sunday meeting next Sunday. I wonder if Vancouver Brethren are in favor of that. Maybe Vancouver Brethren can raise their hand, who is in favor of that. Okay, thank you. We'll close this part of our meeting with hymn number 188.
282.
Oh, I'm sorry, 282.
It will be the first and last.
Because we are running out of time, it will be just the first and last.
Continue to bow in thy holy presence. We desire to thank you for all thy goodness to us, to acknowledge thee as the giver of every good and perfect gift, and especially do we thank thee for the gift of thine only begotten Son. We thank thee for this past hour, the testimonies that have been given. Continue to bless each heart and mind, each heart and head bowed here before thee in this prayer, and continue with us throughout the remainder of this convention, the further services. May they be blessed of thee. Forgive us, we ask, for our sins and shortcomings. Accept our prayer, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.